Pants are important, unless you're at a nudist colony. So you need to wear the pants that fit and exude your style. Hi, I'm Bill Barty, and Jesse Brown's is Charlotte's place for pants. Pants from Mountain Khakis, Cool, and Columbia are all under one roof at Jesse Brown's. Check them out so they can check you out in your new pants, of course, at Jesse Brown's.
All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and during the break, I thought of a permanent solution for Mr. Coyote.
Ooh, do tell.
The Humane Society has a very limited number of large cat-friendly dogs that are needing homes. So you, too, can adopt a large cat-friendly dog to take care of Mr. Wile E. Coyote.
Well, that might be a great answer.
There you go.
Hey, tell Joe so he'll be ready next time we get him on the program. He'll have a solution.
There's nothing like a rescued dog to be grateful and protect your cat. Just make sure you get the cat-friendly one. And if you got a small dog, you can get the non-cat-friendly kind.
Well, they're all kind of solutions. What are we going to do about the deer? That's a whole other thing there.
Well, they're pretty tasty.
Oh, there you are. Just
venison stew for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It worked for the Pilgrims.
There are some roadkill cookbooks out there.
They're tenderized, those guys. Let me tell you what. And I'll tell you what, deer season is in full swing. The rut is upon us. The deer are moving around. So be careful driving early mornings and late evenings.
Yeah, that is something for us to talk about a little bit, because now that the weather has cooled off, the season is right on. That cooler weather kind of helps those deer move around a little bit, too, isn't it?
And the rut is full-blown right now. Breeding season is now. I witnessed a little of that the other day in my back pasture.
Uh-oh.
We got babies on the way.
This is a family program, as we learn about the rut. That really moves them. Forget
Bucks
the temperature.
Bucks and does make babies, kids. That's how it works.
Well, it's always hot when the rut's in session, isn't it? Maybe we'll leave that alone. Welcome back, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. The voice over there, Don Yeager. The voice over here, Bill Barty. Each week we come in and break down four different segments for your listening pleasure. Of course, available via the airwaves of WBT Radio early on a Saturday morning, as well as via podcast that you can access wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as at jessebrowns.com. That's where we hang our hat through the week, over in the South Park Shopping District of Charlotte in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center. But for the next week or so, we are also available in the Old Village Marketplace at the Southern Christmas Show, booth number 38. That's right, it's just a few down from Santa Claus at the Park Expo Center off of Independence Boulevard.
Formerly known as the Merchandise Mart.
There you go. So we are there as well, and always available at jessebrowns.com.
So what do you got at the Southern Christmas Show this year?
So what we take over there is a little bit of sampling from Jesse Brown's, and most of it has to do with the hot and in-style fashion and functional outerwear, such as Patagonia Nano Puffs and the North Face Ocedo Fleeces, as well as our friend Christopher S. Lawing's book, Charlotte Signs of the Times. We have indoor frisbees, also known as pocket disc, that you can use when it's snowy outside or maybe rainy and dreary and cold. You can stay in the cabin, in the tent, and throw your pocket disc around and play different games. All of that, as well as a newer item for us. It is Carolina grown, Carolina made, Carolina sold, and Carolina worn farm to feet socks.
Those are from Mount Airy.
They are made there and shipped out of Mount Airy, but the sheep that the wool comes from is North Carolina sheep. I mean, it's the whole process is Carolina celebrated. So you can stop by. If you buy three of them, you get one free at the Jesse Brown's pop-up shop, if you will, at the Southern Christmas Show.
Well, there you go. So you get your shopping done in a hurry.
Yeah, that's right. Get those family members, get that coach, get your teachers, get your Sunday school teacher, whoever you need to buy a gift for. We've got one for you, as well as maybe just a gift for yourself.
There you go.
So I guess it's not too early to talk about Christmas if the Southern Christmas Show is going on.
be here in a minute.
It will be here in a minute.
It's a short run from Thanksgiving this year, since Thanksgiving's running late.
Well, speaking of a minute, I don't know how many minutes it would take for me to run a marathon, but there are a lot of marathon runners, volunteers, and workers who are out in Charlotte listening to us via the airwaves of WBT early on a Saturday morning. Today is the Novant Healthcare Marathon.
And that's an official qualifier, right?
I'm not sure, but I do know this, that it was a sellout this year. Now, they have the marathon as well as a half marathon, as well as a 5K, as well as all the other festivities that go around a marathon. But it was a sellout for the big marathon. So up 20%+ from last year.
Wow.
So it is a growing and successful marathon, and the route goes, you need to go check out the website if you have any traffic worries, if you're trying to get somewhere early and they may have your roadway blocked, so you may want to check that out just to be sure, or listen right here to WBT Radio for the traffic reports telling you where all the runners are going to be.
What time does it launch? Do you
know? No, Don.
Morning.
You're busting me. 8 a.m.?
Early morning
8
somewhere.
8 a.m. maybe?
Sounds about right.
I'm sure everybody who's listening is trying to correct.
So things will be clogged up
right
till
now.
Noon.
Not too bad. They run it fast over there. They
Those
run
guys
it fast.
Do, yeah.
So anyway, congratulations to all the people who are heading over to run in the marathon or whatever event that they may have going on.
And a special thanks to all those volunteers.
Oh, that's right. They're out there making it happen, and continued success for whatever race that you may be running on this weekend, wherever it may be. This is the time of season where a lot of people are in the outdoors, or the outdoors is affecting because weather becomes part of it. But this weekend in Charlotte is perfect, I would say, to run a race. Not too hot, not too cold, just right, in the words of Goldilocks.
We both went to the same place on that
exactly.
One.
Exactly.
Goldilocks, just right.
This might be our last opportunity to talk about this, but we talked a bit about the leaf season this year and how it was changed and affected by the drought that we had earlier in the season and the unseasonably record-setting warm weather that we had going on. But have you noticed that many of the leaves are still hanging on here in the Piedmont?
You haven't been in a trout stream lately. They're full of leaves right now. This is the week that was where you catch more leaves than trout by far. It's making salad time in a trout stream.
Yeah, that takes the fun out of it.
That's right. Get that big sycamore one over there.
I'll cast right to it.
Yep.
Listen, thank you for everyone joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors. Special thanks to Richard Yurchek of the National Ski Patrol, Home Mountain, Beach Mountain, for joining us, as well as Joe Marischak talking about coyotes in our midst with the Charlotte Observer. For TJ Boggs, he's Don Yeager, I'm Bill Barty saying get outside, pick up your trash, and we'll see you here next time on the Carolina Outdoors.